All right, for a special bonus review, Brian finally came around and watched one that we've been telling him to watch. And we're joined by Dennis and Dr. Rich on this one, and that is for 2017's Atomic Blonde, directed by David Leitch, screenplay by Kurt Johnstead, and it is based on the graphic novel The Coldest City by Anthony Johnston and Sam Hart, starring the incomparable Charlize Theron, James McAvoy, John Goodman, Till Schweiger, Eddie Marsden, one of my favorites, Sophia Boutella, and Toby Jones. And this is a spy story of the late 80s in...
As the walls come
down. As the walls... It's 9 days before the wall comes down in Berlin. And it's a kind of an old school throwback to the...
Spycraft.
To spycraft and stuff like that. There's double crosses. There's triple crosses. You guys all recently watched this. It's been about 2 years for me. So talk amongst yourselves. I'll get to the point where the thing that stuck with me.
I think I watched Suicide Blonde, starring the incomparable Angel Boris. I don't remember spy shit.
I watched Blondie.
Starring Dagwood.
And a bunch of sandwiches.
I love the way this movie...
Dennis, do you know anything about mixing podcasts?
No.
Would you like to learn?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
We lose a listener then, too. Yeah. Because definitely when she started making it, you don't listen to it.
This was one of those times where they did, like, the time jumps, you know, like, this 10 days later, And I like the way they did it. The stuff that they revealed and then how they explained things was very cool. And just the complexities of the different characters. You didn't know who to trust. You didn't know what was going on. I thought James McAvoy did a great job in it as the guy who was just...
Nuts.
Yeah, he was nuts. And I think he was a product of being undercover for 10 years in Berlin and...
He became native. He went native. And you are threatening...
To take apart his world.
I have my mini little empire here. I don't want you. I got jeans and you know, Southern Comfort.
He was perfect representation of, or the embodiment of, the 80s. He was just
There are some movies try to recreate a time period. Now, granted, I was not in Berlin in 1989 or whatever it was.
Can you prove that? Oh, sorry.
However, I have a feeling that this was Berlin in 19... This did such a good job of creating that... The way I remember 1989, at least. And I have to think that...
The music and the chaos.
I was just going to say, the fucking soundtrack in this is so amazing. Coming Home, Major Tom... In German.
I didn't know I needed that until I saw that movie.
I had no idea, like, it existed, and my life was made better for it.
Yes.
Because then I heard it in English like 2 days later.
And it's inane.
And I wished I knew German because I wanted to sing it in German. 99 Luftballons. Come on, Nana.
I asked some friends. I'm like, what's the best way to listen to that song? German?
It's the German.
It's German, 100%.
The German version did better here than the American version, which is sad
actually,
because...
Didn't they release the
German
English version after the German version?
Yes.
Okay, because they basically anglicised it or whatever.
Originally in
German.
We were getting a lot of German music then, because you had Falco, you had...
Kraftwerk.
Yeah.
Amadeus, Amadeus, rock me, Amadeus.
Rock me, Amadeus. German word.
Warlock. The band Warlock was big for me in the 80s anyway. Maybe 90s, I don't know.
She was late 80s, early 90s, and yes, Doro Pesch.
Oh my God. The soundtrack to this...
It wasn't like everybody was wearing neon and had big hair. It was this was the way I remembered.
This is Euro trash.
Yeah.
The club scene,
and the underground.
And the underground.
Like when the police came and they had to disband, but it just seemed like it was just organized chaos or just chaos.
Chaotic chaos.
And then let's just simply throw in one of the most amazing scenes I've ever seen. The long fight through the apartment building.
Yeah.
One take.
Not just through the apartment building, part of the car chase too was part of that long take. Yeah. So that was
fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And the fight. Holy shit. No, this was just
okay, so I told you I would get to the part that stuck with me. I would talk about it when I got to it. When she is fighting the lone guy on the stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have some crazy wire-foo action movie type stuff. She's jumping off the balconies and stuff like that in high heels and stuff like that. The fight between her and the one guy on the stairwell, up and down, up the stairwell, was one of the most... That was why this movie was so great, is it had action any way you liked it, because that was one of the grittiest, most realistic... These are two people trying to kill each other by beating each other to death fight scenes I have ever seen.
Yeah.
And that guy he just did not
go down.
Stop.
Yeah.
And he was even shot. But when she's getting thrown down the stairs, and you just felt like,
yes.
Oh my God. Get up.
Yeah. When the two of them were in the apartment fighting, and neither one of them could get up, I'm just like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, this is fantastic.
The tension was so great.
And if you love John Wick, this is that, but better.
I think the guy who was blonde is in, I'm pretty sure he's in The Matrix, but he was in John Wick, and he is in John Wick 1, he's the main henchman. And I'm pretty sure that is him, and he just kicked
The brother. Shit. He's the brother of the guy who killed the dog.
Yeah. Just kicked the shit out of her. But she held her own, mm-hmm. and Charlize Theron fighting, she sells it as good as anybody. Like when she's kicking, you feel like, holy shit, how did she pull that kick? Because she looked like she just
elbows,
put everything into it.
Yeah.
Like they were going full bore.
Somebody got hurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody got hurt.
And then on the stairs, going down the stairs, and Jesus Christ, kicking legs out. And
I also thought they did an amazing job. She's beautiful, and there is some nudity in it. But I thought the nudity, for me, wasn't
artistic.
That's she James went McAvoy's. To. Like I thought they did a great job. Just you realized what her body was. When she was doing the ice bath and then came out, and she's taping up her fingers.
Yeah.
And the bruising, the way that they did the bruising, you just knew she went through a war.
Yeah.
And then you got to see what she went through and how she got the black eye and her lip.
Recreating it for the agents, I thought that was a great little way to carry the movie on.
Yeah, because like I said before we started recording, I saw with 3-4 people that hadn't seen it. And when she's getting out of the ice bath, they're like, holy shit. I'm like, you'll see what happens. You'll see what gets her there.
Batman taking off the bat suit at the end of the night.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That Alex Ross painting.
And I'm going to bring it up. Sophia Boutella is so... just sexy hot, and her and Charlize Theron, that's got to be one of the best scenes ever.
That was coming.
Brian, would you care to let your critical...
You know what? What I'm going to say is it was not gratuitous. I thought it was beautiful. I thought these are two people who are searching for something. They found it in a place where nobody would have imagined. I It was touching. It was touching. And
there was touching, I'm sure.
It hurt my heart to see her strangled in her panties.
Not with, but in.
Yeah, it wasn't with, it was in. For a moment, that scene was so well done, I almost forgot she was being strangled.
Wow.
Yeah, that just shut everything right down.
Way to go, Brian.
Way to go.
That's because everybody right now is remembering it. And they're touched by the scene of it. And they knew what the ramifications would be later. You knew, watching the scene, you wanted her to live.
And the puddle once again becomes oceanic.
No, it's still a puddle.
And then, spoiler alert, I liked the twists at the end.
Oh, that blew me away. That actually took me apart. And then when you get the first twist, that scene.
No, why did she had to do that because she was a double agent.
She was a double agent.
Technically a double agent in two places. She was a double agent with MI6.
Yes.
And she's a double agent.
She was working for the Germans. Mm-hmm.
And she was working
as an MI6
with the CIA.
Yes. She was a CIA agent.
I didn't figure
working
that out. Like
for
knew.
Russians.
Because at the end of the movie,
she was a triple agent.
She no longer has her accent.
No, she's
CIA. And she's talking to. Yeah. And I was like, the first time I saw it, I was like, that was fucking awesome. Uh-huh.
But she was the agent she was sent to kill.
She was Satchel.
Yes.
Because that's why
that I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
That when she says to McAvoy that, you know, I caught the infamous Satchel, and he's like, oh, that's so well played, or whatever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like that right there, it's like, okay, well, she's Satchel. Like that right there, I caught that, but I wasn't expecting her to be a triple agent and working for the CIA.
No, when she gets on the plane.
Actually, you figure out, like, at the very end, when she, like you said, when she's talking to the Russians, she's just. Drops your accent right there. It's like, holy shit, okay.
That was awesome. And again, and even the choreography at the end there with the guns and how she, shooting and just the way they did that was so outstanding. I don't know if, because there was parts of it, it wasn't a lot of string work, but it was so intricate where you're having four or five people in a small space and they're playing off each other. It was almost like, you know, the people who did The Matrix or did some of these other more well-known movies.
I actually think...
Did they do this movie?
I actually think they did.
Because they are really good at it.
Like,
really good.
I think that's why John Wick worked so well, too. Because John Wick was done by a stunt choreographer first.
Oh, you know, David Leitch was involved with The Wick.
Yeah, hang on a second.
So... I mean, I think that's why those movies work so well together.
I think
he directed
John
the first
Wick.
It seemed like it was a female John Wick.
Okay.
Oh, it was.
But then you had the spy craft and all that stuff.
Blonde came after the first John Wick.
Yeah, 3 years after.
Was it really that far?
2014
after?
Was John Wick. This was 2017.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe John. Well, there's
and
been
then,
four
then the
John
second
Wick
John
movies.
Wick came out the same year as this, I think.
Okay.
Did they both came out in 2017?
Toby Jones was so good in this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just so many
there
good people.
There wasn't anyone who was bad.
Yes.
No, everyone was.
Yeah. I didn't know, I wasn't very familiar with, but he has to be, was the actor who played the big boss, who was behind the window.
Yeah.
The mirror.
The British.
Yeah.
He's been in a couple other things. I know his face, I just can't. Remember what I've seen.
As bad as I am when I first heard him talk and looked the first time, I'm like, is that Picard? No, it's not.
He almost looks like the guy from Kingsman.
Okay.
But he's not.
Are you talking about Mark Strong?
Maybe.
Yeah.
The bald dude?
James Faulkner?
Yeah, he almost looks like him, but he's not the same guy.
There you go.
But yeah, no, I've seen him in something. I don't know what.
Our
crack research team is hard at work right now.
Yes.
Scott all right. So what are we going to rate Atomic Blonde? You know, on an action scale,
yeah,
this is a 5.
Yeah.
This just
I think actually,
plot-wise, story just all around.
It's solid all around.
This is the setting, the score.
I mean, the score was like almost another location.
It sent you back. It's like a James Gunn kind of score where it was like its own character. It was its own thing. And
yeah, the songs they chose for scenes were phenomenal.
Cinematography was awesome.
Yeah.
The actual story, like I got
this. Yeah, this wasn't just going from one dance scene to the next dance scene. There was some meat behind the story.
But that solid long single shot of the whole fight with the car chase
just
and
brutal.
I need to see this again. Thank you for watching it 2 weeks ago and putting it.
Yeah, and this is now making me want to get home. I'm gonna after football today. I'm gonna throw this on. So
yeah, it
it's so good.
It was just it was an amazing little film. It's one I wanted to see, and I'm glad I did. But yeah, five. It.
I mean, are we just going to throw this out there? Unanimous 5-star movie here, gentlemen.
I think
I'm
so.
Good with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been pushing this one for so long. That
totally good with that.
All right, unanimous 5-star movie, Atomic Blonde. Check it out.